Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Can we have a deep and intimate relationship today with our Heavenly Father? I'm Ron, your host, and today the family is discussing how to build a relationship with our Heavenly Father through the Lordship of Jesus Christ in our life.
Human relationships and human love is drying up.
Right.
And so they're looking for something that will give them hope, some light, some hope.
Beginning of all relationship, that's the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And the Lordship of Jesus Christ comes after you accept the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. Because now you have made a commitment to Him that He is your Lord and your Savior, and that He's going to lead your life. It's that Lordship of Jesus Christ that is the most foundational thing that we have, and everything that we can have builds on it from there. Our walk with our family, our walk with our friends, and that's what He's looking for.
I think that's a foundation that you can't escape. It's the very foundation of life. And where we don't accept that, our lives can go on and we end up finding that as we get older, our hopes, our dreams, our aspirations all turn to ashes, because it goes back to the scripture. You built your house on sand and you didn't build it on the bedrock of Christ. People will argue with that, they'll mock it, but their lives, unfortunately, will be the proof that you don't build your life on anything else but the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And to the extent that you don't build on it, to that extent, you live in futility, and your life and your relationships especially will show it. I think some people are really good at hiding things, and they can polish themselves up pretty good.
Yeah, they look good.
But if you inspect their life, you're going to find ashes in their life, whether it's relationships, whether it's the way they treat people. There's something there that's not clean and that's not righteous. It just isn't. It can't be. Without Jesus Christ in your life, you have no righteousness.
That's right.
You can try to build on something, make yourself look good, but you know in your heart that it's false. It's not true.
And that's the thing that the world today is coming face to face with. They can't seem to find love, and yet they're looking for love. They think they found it, but because it's the fleshly thing, it dies out really quick. That's why divorce rates are so high. That's why people are so empty. When you seek the things from the Lord, now you find the true love. Now you find the true meaning of who you are and what you are to be in this earth. We are the ones that have to reach into Him, because we try it in the flesh, it will not work. But as we reach into Him, He will give us the authority. He will give us the blessing. He becomes the focus of your life. And when He does that, you become the focus of His life. And that brings forth the kingdom of God on this earth.
In Luke 3, the last verse, it talks about genealogy, right? The whole genealogy thing is going down. And 38 says, the son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, who is the son of God. That initial person had a relationship with God as a father.
Right.
How did Christ teach us to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven"? I forget how many times Father is mentioned in the scriptures, but His entire desire is to be our Father. And today, the definition of Father is not who God is.
That's right. That's true.
He's not the same. You know, people have issues. You know, we were in one meeting and talked about being a family, and this person was reactive, and they said, I don't want to be with a family, because they had an abusive family.
Right.
And that's how they related to what we were trying to say, although experientially, they love being in our presence. And it's the same thing right now today. God wants to be a loving Father above and beyond anything else, and He wants us to connect with Him based on that. And He wants us to be His sons. Adam was a son, and we know Christ was the begotten Son, and we are to be His brothers. And if we can accept that, then He's our Father. We do need to go through Christ to get to Him as a Father. You know, the thing with a young person, a child, it used to be that a young man, young boy, idolized his father and wanted to be just like him. He didn't know if he was good, didn't know if he was bad. He really didn't care. He just wanted to be like Dad. And I think that's where God wants us to be, is in that same attitude. We want to be like Dad. And Christ is the only person that's been on the earth that did that. And that's what we would like to reach in and emanate, the same thing. He is closer to us than our hair, closer than our breath. And so He's within us. John 17 talks about that. And so we change our thinking, our ways of relating, and bring the Father in through it. And that's, you know, the second commandment, the second greatest commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. The only way you can do that is first love the Father. You learn how He loves you. Then you can learn to love someone else.
Right.
And that's the expression that we want to see because of our relationship to our Father.
I'd like to go back to what you were saying about our Father as a Father without all the religious trappings.
Mm-hmm.
I always like using a natural father and children is an easy way to kind of get the religion out of the relationship. And we've been so conditioned by the satanic realm, it's hard to even describe or illustrate the relationship between our Father without putting scriptures or terms on it that's churchy.
Mm-hmm.
And He's looking for a relationship that's organic.
Yes.
It doesn't have labels. It doesn't have religious restrictions. I'm thinking about Abraham, Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
These guys didn't have a Bible, as far as I know. What word were they standing on in the scriptures? Think about it. But there has to be a way for us to break into a living relationship that's alive. He knew us before the foundations of the earth. It's getting a revelation of how much He loves us, that He's known us before we were born. That's an amazing thing. He knew us before we were born.
Right. It's the truth. We've been conditioned because man has interpreted the scriptures. Man has had their concepts of what they believe the scriptures are saying, you know? If you think about preachers back in the 19th century, they were fire and brimstone. You're going to hell. You're going to die. You know, and they were beating people over the head, turning people to the Lord out of fear. Well, that's not who the Lord is. We know that today, but it's still a tactic. You don't want to create fear. That's not who God is. That's Satan that wants to create the fear. In Luke again, Luke 11, it says, now suppose one of you fathers is asked by his son for a fish.
Mm-hmm.
He will not give him a snake instead, right? Or if he asks for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion. So if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father, there's that word again, give the Holy Spirit to those that ask Him? And that's the thing, is we don't want to have the deception and the lies that we've been told all of our life. We want to break out of those. It's like We don't want to reach for a target that's somewhere out there because we'll never get there. He's a right now God. Three times in Hebrews 3, it mentions, today, if you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. Three times. It must mean something if in one chapter he says it three times. And yeah. It has to be something that's alive and living and exciting. There has to be a willingness to have a drive to reach into the Father, not because he's going to punish you for being bad, but because he's going to hold you in his arms like nobody's ever held you before. He's going to be so loving and so covering and so willing to help you that should be every purpose in the world to reach into who the Father is.
I love what you're saying, Alan, because but a relationship that you can develop with the Father that is so special and so precious and so inviting, so peaceful, just ministers the fruits of the Spirit, ministers of joy, the peace, the love, the faith. Every aspect of the Father can be ours because of our relationship with Him. And growing in a relationship with Him, I think, was the whole purpose of Christ coming, so that He could have a relationship with us. Through the blood of Christ, He could have a relationship with the sons that He wanted to have from the beginning. Because all He wants is a relationship. And you come into it so simply, just by receiving the Son, you come into relationship with the Father. And in a relationship with the Father, it grows. The Holy Spirit comes and He ministers. He opens it up to you. He reveals the Father to you. Mm-hmm. Reveals His heart to you. So that everyday things become less tedious and more of a blessing. And I don't know anyone that doesn't want to have that. Especially in this day and age. And there's so much other things going on, so many other things grabbing our attention and trying to get our attention away. In a way, I think this whole period of time has been create a desire in us to know the Lord, to know the Father, to know Him, have a relationship with Him.
And what you were talking about, how do you love yourself, is because God loves you. It should be an excitement. It should be something very tangible. And that's what we want to encourage, is people to learn who the Father is, because just a simple act of kindness, you do things as an act of kindness. That's wonderful. The Lord is in kindness. He's in love. He's in gentleness.
That's who the Father is.
You think that as you're talking, Alan, and I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm thinking, looking at my life, I'm okay, you know. But I do have some faults. You know, I think other people do too. I think these Christians probably have some faults like me. But I do feel that you're saying stuff that I'm interested in. Is there a God out there that actually would accept me with all my faults?
Yes.
Definitely.
Don't I have to clean myself up a little bit, my life up a little bit, before I try to approach Jesus Christ or God the Father? I mean, they're righteous.
Just as I am.
Yeah, I hear that.
I would look at the scriptures again and talk about Samson for a minute. Talk about he's one of the judges in the book of Judges, and let's just say his life was very much less than what people would consider Christian today. If you want to know, go read about Samson and you'll see his life. He led a life that was not great, but God used him. God ordained him. He commissioned him before he was born. That's one example. Look at David. Even a man after God's own heart had issues, had problems. He committed some sins that half the churches today would excommunicate him for, had someone killed. Nobody is perfect on their own. We have to understand that there is an open door for anybody who wishes to find out about what a relationship with the Father or with Christ or the Holy Spirit really is.
You know, Alan, what you're saying there, that there is an open door, and it's amazing, because as God will woo you, draw you, even before you know Him, the first thing he does when you turn your attention to him, he opens the door to be saved. And it's kind of an old terminology, I guess, that you could say he opens the door for you to change. And that's what a lot of people are searching for, because they become dissatisfied the way they are. And so they're looking for change. And what the Father does, he says, okay, come to me and I'll change you. And we call that salvation. One of the things that's always excited me is the first thing that God pours out in salvation is joy. The joy of my salvation. And each person who comes to that place of accepting Christ into his heart, her heart, and with that comes a joy that's unspeakable.
Yes.
And it's a permanent impartation from the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And what that joy does is the more you open up to it, the more you want to know, where's this coming from? Where is this joy coming from? And as you live in that joy and you pursue that joy, you start finding your Father. And he keeps wooing you and keeps drawing you. And he starts revealing more of himself, more of the attributes that he wants to convey to you. And then that salvation experience turns to another experience, and that is being born from above, mm-hmm. born again. Being born from above opens another part of the relationship that he wants, and he reveals more of himself, more love, more joy, more. You start to feel his heart in a way that you never did before. You feel closer mm-hmm. to him, and it's amazing how God plans this, how it works, and pretty soon you start understanding, I'm a new creature.
Yeah.
He saved me from where I was and brought me to where I am. And I hate to cut the story short, but when he appears, I will be like him.
Yeah.
It has twofold meanings. One is, mm-hmm. as he appears to you now, as your Father who is teaching you and bringing you forth, he's appearing now. Mm-hmm. And then when he appears at the day of the culmination of all of his promises, you'll be like him.
Yeah.
And I am so excited that I can say I'm saved. And I love that because I can tune into that joy.
All right.
It's more than a confession. It's a deep realization. Mm-hmm. My Father loves me.
Yeah.
And he gives me joy.
Right.
And my Father loves me so much, he's going to create me.
Yeah.
He's going to make me into his likeness.
Right.
And that is such a reason. Oh, my goodness. It's a meeting with God.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes because he first loved us.
Right.
Right.
And that's the reason I get up in the morning. Father, what do we do today?
Yeah.
Me and you.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to call up one of your kids, my brother, my sister. Let's go hang out. Let's see what the Father has for us today.
Mm-hmm.
We look at ourselves differently because he made mm-hmm. us like him.
And so, Ron, like you're saying, you know, that person who's checking it out, you know, do I want to think about it? We want to create an atmosphere to allow anyone and everyone who has an inkling of a desire or a question to come in and find out who the Father really is.
Yeah.
You know, Alan, I'm glad you said that last few sentences there, because I know all of our hearts here in the family are welcoming, drawing, believing for, opening the door for people to come and email us to express their questions. Maybe they just want to connect in and just to say, what about this? You said this. What do you mean by that? Or you said, I can come to Christ just the way I am, and all my horrible problems I'm having in my life. Mm-hmm. You don't have any clue how bad my life has been or where I'm at, what I've went through in this life, and you're telling me that I can come and Christ will accept me.
Yep.
I mean, you see what I'm saying? Questions like that.
Yes.
I think are so important because I believe the Holy Spirit through us will answer people's questions.
Yep.
Their concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they have problems with some of the stuff we're saying, you know, and they would like to make a comment or say, I don't believe this or I believe that. Hey, we're open. We're open to listen. We're definitely not saying we have all the answers or everything we say is perfect.
No.
By any means. But we do believe that the Holy Spirit is using us, and because it's Him using us, He can speak through us, even through our limitations, even through our ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
He can bless people.
Yes.
And that's our hope, our heart.
Right.
That the Holy Spirit will speak and minister to people in all aspects of life. God can speak to you and minister to you, and He's usually going to do it through people. Well, family, this is pretty exciting. We found out today that God's drive is to have a relationship with us as our Father. We've also found out that through the help of the Holy Spirit and the provision of Christ, we can enter into this relationship with our Heavenly Father.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.